A group of 20-somethings sprawl across the furniture in a basement in the tiny town of Chinook, Montana. Most haven't seen each other since high school, but the reunion comes under unusual circumstances.
He was sitting right where you were sitting the last time I saw him.
One person is missing.
The 20-year-old was shot and killed by a sniper on Sunday while serving his second tour of duty in Iraq.
The group watches a recent news report the night before they bury their classmate. Jeremy Monroe was more than a soldier to them. He was a scrawny, dark-haired guy in a Guns N' Roses t-shirt who loved metal music.
Only Jeremy would run down Main Street in Chinook with a guitar and an amp.
He'd sing along to Merciful Fate and like, "I'm the ghost of the Pharaoh!"
His classmates also remember Jeremy as a friend who looked them in the eye and listened.
He didn't care about himself as much as care about other people we knew.
His situation was not the best situation.
Yeah, but like, sure. It didn't matter.
He did not care.
Jeremy's decision to join the Marines shocked his friends. Bandmate Ernie Fuelvan says Jeremy felt conflicted about his future.
There's a lot of things about the Corps he didn't so much like. They had plans, you know.
But Jeremy and classmate Howard Miller boarded a bus for boot camp the night of graduation. The Marine Corps wasn't what they expected.
We both couldn't wait till we got out. We both didn't want to be where we were. But, you know, we did it. I don't know how we do it.
Miller stares, expressionless, as he describes the reality of war.
We went in full well, knowing that one day, it could be us.
I love you too.
We're going to lose friends. We knew that. It's war. I mean, it's a given.
But he says nothing could have prepared him for losing Jeremy.
Jeremy, we're proud of you. We love you.
The next day, hundreds of friends and family pack the bleachers in the school gym. The speakers choose to remember happier times.
Sometimes certain students can get you to do things you wouldn't normally do. And one time I was on my desk with a yardstick having a lightsaber duel with Jeremy.
Smiles fight to break through the tears on his classmates' faces. They are burying a friend, but not their memories of him. Reporting for KBGA, I'm Melanie Overcast.